Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 11th, 2005, the Feast of St. Martin of Tours. Martin is one of the most famous of the 4th century saints. In fact, he was the first of the non-biblical saints in Christian history that wasn't martyred. The sacrifice he demonstrated in the living of his life was seen as being on a par with those who accepted death for their faith. Martin's was a life filled with sacrificial giving. The most famous story told about St. Martin comes from the time even before his baptism, when he was approached by a beggar. He used his sword to slice off a piece of his own military cloak to give to the man. Later, Jesus appeared to him in a dream, dressed in the torn cloak. Martin had understood the selection from Matthew's Gospel that we read in his memory today, where Jesus praises those who feed the hungry and clothe the naked by saying, "Just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." When he was older and had been elected the Bishop of Tours, Martin agreed to serve only if he could continue with his rather ascetic lifestyle. He infuriated his fellow bishops, who thought that he was criticizing them for their more luxurious lifestyles. Of course, he probably was. Martin is an intriguing example for contemporary Christians. Our society can become so wrapped up in greed and self-aggrandizement that simply following Jesus' instruction to think about others and to take care of the poor and disenfranchised can seem pretty countercultural. But as Martin shows us, it has always been that way. But Martin also challenges us to maintain our commitment to living our lives for others, even when our own material and social successes make it easy to live a little more on Easy Street. His example can inspire us to use our power to insist on justice and to make life easier for those around us. Isaiah puts it well in today's reading from the Hebrew Bible. "If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday." Let us pray. Lord God of hosts, you clothed your servant Martin the soldier with the spirit of sacrifice, and set him as a bishop in your church to be a defender of the Catholic faith. Give us grace to follow in his holy steps, that at the last we may be found clothed with righteousness in the dwellings of peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Charles Simeon. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.